This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. India's real GDP is estimated to grow by 6.4% in the financial year 2025, and the growth is likely to range between 6.3% and 6.8% in the next financial year. This was projected in the economic survey presented by the Union Finance Minister, Nirmala Sitharaman, in both the Houses of Parliament today. The economic survey highlights that the fundamentals of the domestic economy remain robust, with calibrated fiscal consolidation and stable private consumption. It mentioned that the country has displayed steady economic growth, supported by the agriculture and services sector. Rural demand is witnessing improvement on the back of record kharif production and favorable agricultural conditions. Every year, the government presents the economic survey ahead of the union budget, which is presented on the 1st of February. President Draupadi Murmu has said that amidst global instability, India is setting an example to the world by emerging as a pillar of economic, social and political stability. The president said this while addressing the joint sitting of the Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha in the Parliament House today. She expressed confidence that the future generations of the country will definitely witness a developed, strong, capable and prosperous India by 2047.
मेरी सरकार के एक दशक के कार्यकाल ने विकसित भारत की यात्रा को नई ऊर्जा दी है विकसित भारत के विजन में जन भागीदारी का सामूहिक सामर्थ्य है देश की आर्थिक उन्नति का रोड मैप है डिजिटल क्रांति के रूप में टेक्नोलॉजी की ताकत है और आधुनिक इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर आधार भी है
The president said that her government is working with unprecedented pace for the development of the country and to ensure the welfare of the people with a vision to reform perform and transform. Highlighting the steps taken for building a robust infrastructure in the country, President Murmu said the country is moving forward from Make in India to Make for the World, which is creating employment opportunities. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that today's address by President Draupadi Murmu to both houses of parliament was a resonant outline of India's path towards building a Viksit Bharat. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, President Murmu highlighted initiatives across sectors and underscored the importance of all-round as well as futuristic development. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed confidence that the budget session of Parliament will infuse new confidence and energy in attaining the goal of Viksit Bharat by 2047. Addressing media ahead of the start of the budget session of Parliament, Mr. Modi said in 2047, when India will complete 100 years of independence, the country will fulfill its resolve of a Viksit Bharat. Mr. Modi said the people have given his government the responsibility for the third time to run the country and this will be the first complete budget of this term. The Judicial Commission set up to probe the reasons behind the Mahakumbh incident today visited Sangam Ghat to investigate the cause and circumstances of the incident. The commission also held a meeting with the officials involved in the arrangements and management of the large-scale event. On Wednesday, the incident had claimed 30 lives and 60 were injured in the Sangam area of the Mahakumbh. The commission will submit its report within 1 month. They will also recommend measures to prevent such incidents in the future. In T20 cricket, the fourth of the five-match series between India and England will be played in Pune's Maharashtra Cricket Association Stadium today. The match is scheduled to begin at 7 p.m. The men in blue are currently leading the five-match series 2-1. In the ICC Under-19 Women's T20 Cricket World Cup, defending champions India thrashed England by 9 wickets in the second semi-final in Kuala Lumpur to seal a spot in the final. India will face South Africa in the title clash on Sunday. Chasing the target of 114 runs set by England, India comfortably made 117 for 1 in 15 overs. And benchmark domestic equity indices today maintained their positive trend amid buying across all sectors and release of key earnings reports. The 30-share index at Bombay Stock Exchange, Sensex, surged 741 points to close at 77,500, while Nifty 50 soared 259 points to settle at 23,508. The broad market indices at BSE also ended in positive. And that is the end of this news bulletin.